Padre Pio teaches us about making a good confession. Hello friends, on this channel, Following Padre Pio, we present a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. So do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. Do also help us with our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our video, sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. And if you're new to our channel, make sure you've subscribed to our channel and click that notification bell thereafter. Now, as we know, Padre Pio was a master in the confessional, and he could see right into people's souls. He was able to advise each person exactly as they needed. It was like a doctor who could give the precise medicine to the patient. But how did Padre Pio become such an expert? Now, a Padre Pellegrino tells us that because Padre Pio shows his convictions much more through his deeds than his words, we need to try and look at Padre Pio's deeds about this one. And in fact, before Padre Pio would even go into the confessional, before he would receive anyone in the confessional, he would call on the help of the Blessed Virgin. So therein lies his secret. And it seems it was because he was absolutely convinced through some spiritual enlightenment or some other reason that he had found in Our Lady the spiritual source for the confessional. So he considered himself in a sense to be Our Lady's slave and attributed to her all of the good works and all of the fruits of the confessional, admitting only to her constant assistance through his prayers. That was it. And then Padre Pellegrino tells us, as if on some advice that Padre Pio had given to him regarding the hearing of confessions. And he says, he told me in a slightly accusative, "You are afraid that others will laugh at you if you honor Our Lady more." And then encouragingly, Padre Pio continued, "One must not be discouraged by what other half-hearted theologians may say." And Padre Pio told him, "Do you know that when you offer up your pride to the Blessed Virgin, you will then discover the true meaning of the church within the confessional? I hope to see you going to the confession in future in this manner, doing this. Because what kind of confessions can we make if we do not ask the Mother of God for the graces to distinguish good from evil, or for the grace to know how to conduct even a good examination of conscience?" So now, what evil does, in order to counter these graces, evil uses every cunning at its disposal. Padre Pio told him as well, "My son, the sacrament of confession was made for man, and not the other way round." So we have to wonder here, how did Padre Pio manage to sit in the confessional day in and day out? What was his secret that he could get past all of these difficulties? And he tells us, "But remember, only in honoring Our Lady with sweet praises will we find the way to good confessions. Then only will we realize the confessional is made especially for you." So that's his advice to priests. "Then only will you realize the confessional is made especially for you. And then you will not be a prisoner of it or hear confessions sacrilegiously. I regret the Catholics who do not confess in the right way." And so somewhere in all of this lies the secret that Padre Pio had, Our Lady's help. He would call on her, he would bury all of his own pride, and he would offer up to her his praises. So it applies not only for the priests, as we say, but also for us making the confessions. And we do encourage you also to enroll your Mass pre-intentions. We have a Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio. We bring your intentions to this Mass. We bring Padre Pio's intentions for us to this Mass as well. Please do enroll. You can see the video on the end screen how to do that, or you can go into the video description below and click the link there.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo e dello Spirito Santo, e così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria.
Oggi e sempre.